Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for coming through, for leaning in to listen to the Mark 8:27 podcast, more specifically this inaugural episode of the Coach Chat series. I am really excited to talk for just a moment, maybe 15 minutes, about what we will discuss today. As I said, this is the inaugural episode of the Coach Chat series. And so for a number of days, I've been thinking about what I would talk about for this episode. And so I decided to just, I think very appropriately, start with what is life and leadership coaching. That's what I call myself, is a life and leadership coach. Now, traditionally and typically, we would think of a coach to be associated with athletics. However, for a number of years now, coaching has been expanded to include much more than just athletic coaching. So once again, coaching can be life coaching, where a coach works with someone on matters of their personal life. Coaching can be an executive coach, where a coach works with executives regarding matters that are affecting their personal and or their life success. Coaching can also involve matters such as leadership. And leadership is quite expansive. Leadership can mean political leadership. It can mean pastoral leadership. It can mean corporate C-suite leadership. It can mean corporate first level leadership. It can even mean family leadership. Leadership actually is important in every area of our lives. And so, again, I call myself a life and leadership coach. And let me read to you my mission statement. It says, I am a life leadership coach, more specifically, a stakeholder-centered personal and professional leadership brand growth partner, especially with pastoral and political leaders, facilitating individual and group masterminding sessions and seminars via various virtual venues, platforms, and stages, helping the leader to establish, repair, rehabilitate, or transform their personal and professional leadership brand. So that is my mission. That's what I do on a daily basis. And the vision for myself as a life leadership coach is that those coaching activities will expand beyond my current circle or realm of influence and will engulf the world, the globe, that I'll coach global leaders, that I'll coach global corporate leaders, that I'll coach global political leaders, that I'll coach global fathers and mothers. That's the vision, is that the impact, the influence will grow. So someone may say, which is a question that all coaches at one time or another or multiple times during their career ask themselves, What qualifies you to coach leaders? What is your leadership experience? What leadership accomplishments do you have? Well, certainly I have some. I don't have some that I would like to have, and I don't have as many as the typical individual has who I will coach. But I have been a sales leader, a service leader, a business owner. I've even been a customer service representative, which coaches and leads during individual conversations. And so I do have some leadership experience, but to answer that question, the coach is not the one that comes to a coach and a coachee interaction with the answers. The coach comes with the questions and the process. The coachee actually has the answers. The coachee will actually engage in discovery and exploration, and as a result of that, experience advancement. The coach simply asks questions and facilitates a process. The coach is more of a process expert. The coach facilitates a process through individual or group sessions with the coachee in order to facilitate exploration and discovery and thereby achievement of goals. And so coaching is not the same as is consulting. Coaching is not a telling profession such as consulting is. Coaching is not a directive activity such as consulting is. Coaching is more inquiry based. Coaching is not counseling. Counseling helps individuals many times, if not most times, by looking in the rearview mirror, by looking back to decide what may be causing the existential issues. Whereas coaching looks forward and says, here's where I am, there's where I want to be, and here's what I must do to overcome whatever obstacles or valleys stand between where I am and where I want to be. And that person within themselves has the ability to arrive at the process and the activities that will get them to where they need to go. They simply need a process expert, a facilitator to help them to discover what that action is that they need to take. That's coaching. That is coaching. Well, I'm within my time frame today. Typically, I'll threaten to go over a little bit, but I said I would give myself 15 minutes, and we are less than 10 minutes so far. But I look forward to further conversations, commentary, as well as even interviews regarding coaching on this series of Coach Chat of the Mark 827 podcast. Thank you so much for being here again today. And please be blessed and stand out because of your excellence.